Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We are back in this ongoing series of Mason is forced to watch a classic Disney animated film and then people yell at him in the comments about whether he liked it or didn't like it.
Regardless of my choice.
That's right.
That's not really a choice, is it? I either liked it or I didn't like it.
Opinions, opinions, man. But when it comes to Disney, you know they pay everybody online. Yeah. Except for those people who tell it how it is. You
That's
know
right.
what I'm talking about.
Is that us this time around or not?
Who's to say?
I don't know.
Basically, though, please leave a like if you could. We really appreciate it. We've done some of these in the past. We've done a Lion King. We've done Aladdin. We've done Dumbo. We're now doing the 1998 film Mulan.
Mulan, more like Poulan.
Oh, no!
No, actually, I quite like this one.
I was going to say.
You know why?
Mm.
Easy algorithm. The parents are alive.
I was going to say, that's a big part of this movie, isn't
it? Parents are alive. It's not a grim, sad tale of dead parents and my life's really terrible. Maybe it'll get slightly better. Did it? I don't know. But in this, parents
find
are alive.
Out in the director video sequel.
Right?
If my life got better or not?
I mean, okay, spoilers. I don't know if this is true. There are director video sequels to this one.
There
right?
are.
Is
yes.
it this one?
It's two. Yeah.
Do any of the parents?
As in,
do the parents die?
I have no idea.
Okay, then. Right.
Yeah. And when I said there's two, I mean like there's a second one. There might be a third. I don't know. I haven't seen either.
Mulan three, Back in the Habit.
Oh my goodness! I had this whole build up to like ask you about what you thought of this movie. I wrote this thing out and you just jumped
let's
into
it. Let's do it again.
Okay,
do
fine.
It again.
Here
let's,
we go.
Let's do it anyway.
Mason, it's this movie was 2,000 years in the making. 5 years of work. It's adapted from a 6th century legend.
So 2,005 years in the making?
Whatever, man. Just... Okay, I realize now this wouldn't have gone well regardless.
See?
It had cutting-edge animation techniques with painstaking historical recreation because they visited things like the Great Wall of China from end to end to see how does this all come together.
Did they?
Borrowing art styles from Chinese culture and
the
blending
whole thing.
It. Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
With modern techniques. I also wrote that they kept both their parents alive and then said, isn't any good? And you would have said, yeah, you liked it. So there we go.
No, I would have said Mulan more like Poulan. I would have said that.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
primo joke.
Yes.
And then I would have said that I liked it.
I do like a lot of the casting in this movie.
What do you think they sent an intern with like one of those clicky wheels to go all the way down the Great Wall of China?
And they sent them into space to see if you could really see it from space.
Mm.
You can't, it turns out. That's a myth. You cannot see
that
it from space.
That's a myth.
That's a myth. I quite like this one. I don't think it's perfect. There's some elements of it that I don't like. One of the things I do enjoy, though, is Ming-Na Wen as the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's terrific. I think they even added touches of her to the character. Like, Ming-Na Wen apparently touches her hair a lot, and so they added that in. But I feel like that's just people just touch their hair, don't they?
I've never touched my hair even once. I'm letting all the oils build up.
Yeah, but you got a guy for that. He touches your oily hair.
That's right.
Still oily, he says.
Still oily, sir.
Yep, that's right. Good. It's me. I'm the guy.
Yeah. And well done. Another week.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because originally when they were putting this together, they went away from the folktale and they started this character as someone who wanted to escape and she was quite self-serving. And then they realized this isn't a very likable character. So they went, why don't we just do the thing that's kind of traditionally the case in this story where she's trying to protect her family, father specifically.
So let's adapt the actual story of the Legend of Mulan
into
the movie Mulan.
And we'll put a dragon in it for no reason called Mushu. I don't love the dragon. I think the dragon is a mistake. I have not seen the new movie when we are recording this.
Uh-huh.
I don't care that they took it out.
Do you think they thought they needed like an Aladdin style?
I think that's exactly what happened. I was reading up on the reason they did this and yeah, they went Robin Williams genie. Eddie Murphy dragon. I just don't think it fits or is very funny. And he's also got a sidekick.
The little grasshopper thing.
I think you could have just kept the grasshopper and just kind of leave it at that.
About maybe like a giant monstrous grasshopper?
Like as big as a bus?
Like as big as a bus. Exactly.
Milan, you can do it!
We're going to sneak into this temple. I'm going to dress as a lady. Crush.
So the other thing is, I really love the relationship between her and her father. It's depicted really well.
Because he's alive.
Because he's alive for all of it. And I also like the idea that you get this glimpse of this man who used to be. When he volunteers, he's made to join the army. Drops
but he doesn't run like a coward.
No, he doesn't. And then when you see him practicing with his sword, and you're like, okay, this guy, he was really somebody special, but obviously now his time and injuries have taken
now he's
soul.
Not special. He's just a regular old man.
Boom!
Right?
Milan, your dad's not up for this! I accidentally crushed him!
Oh, no.
BD Wong is in this as well.
He is the voice of the lieutenant, the sergeant, the captain.
That's right.
But he is not the singing voice. The singing voice.
Yes, that's right.
I'm like, this seems familiar, but I could not tell you for $1 million why. So I looked it up. It's Donny Osmond.
You better believe it.
Wow, it's pretty wild.
And the same singing voice for Princess Jasmine did Mulan singing in this as well. So there's a bit of crossover there. What I like about also is they got real martial artists in to kind of refine some of these techniques, and you kind of notice that in the fluidity of the movements. It's a beautifully animated in that
way. It's good
way.
Kung fu.
It's great kung fu, Mason. I like
the... Okay, now, you're a 10th Dan black belt. Come over here. We're going to drop a bus-sized stone grasshopper on you. We're going to see how you react. We're going to film it.
I think there's also something really simplistic in the melding of Chinese artwork and traditional animation. They talk about in the making of like the use of negative space in the background for a lot of it, and things like the computer elements of, you know, like the Hun coming over the hill.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's absolutely spectacular, that entire sequence. That training montage, if we can talk songs, there's reflections, obviously. There's some bangers in this, mate.
I don't find these songs as memorable as, say, Aladdin.
I don't love reflections. My wife, Claire, she loves it.
You only love your bloody own reflection, I can say that much.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I do, actually.
In my oily hair.
That's why I do the job.
That's right.
Yeah. Girl With Fighting For is kind of a fun song. But that I'll Make a Man Out of You.
That's a good one.
That might be one of the best montage songs or even montage sequences of all time.
Yeah.
People would say Rocky, obviously, which I can't disagree
too
with.
Too sweaty.
He's so sweaty. I mean, I can see my reflection in him. And
yeah,
I appreciate
good.
That.
That is good.
But yeah, I just think that montage and that song is just such a winning combination.
And you know what I like that I didn't think I would like? All of Milan's sidekicks. I mean, she's got a lot of sidekicks, obviously.
Sure.
She's got Mushu. She's got the grasshopper.
Yep.
But then she's got three more sidekicks.
What I like about...
Fat one, tall one, little one.
The tall one.
Yes.
Who might not... He's also not the tallest one, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's also a guy who shatters all his teeth twice. So
there's
either,
a lot of broken teeth in this movie.
I think it's the same guy.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So either they were his baby teeth, or that guy has three sets of teeth, or I guess he's like a shark and he's just got rows and they just kind of grow out because he's constantly breaking his teeth. But no, I agree. I think the camaraderie there feels very real. Yeah.
Probably asked real war guys about it.
What do you think, war guys? Is this real? Real enough.
Wow.
That's what they said.
Wow.
But what I find fascinating about this movie also is
yes.
Milan is the greatest murderer in Disney history.
Oh, because of that avalanche?
Got some numbers here, Mason.
There's no guarantee. I mean, the main guy lived.
Yeah.
So maybe they all lived. Let's assume to be on the safe side. Let's think positive and assume she killed them all. How many did she kill?
I have actual numbers here, and she did kill most of them.
Okay.
Okay, so Milan is by far the Disney character, hero or villain, with the highest body count. Maybe that's changed in the 20 years since this movie's been out, but...
Lightning McQueen did mow down a lot of pedestrians.
He certainly did. The production team drew 2,000 Hun soldiers in addition to the 2,000 horses, and only 6 people survived that avalanche.
So that's
from the Hun.
So we're including dead horses. As,
yes, that's right.
Oh no!
So what's that? 3,994 people and horses killed in this avalanche.
Wow,
that's fair though. I mean, it's war, isn't it?
Yeah,
they really did make a man out of her or something.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
But it was ironic, Mason, because she's not a man. They're like, be a man. But she wasn't a man.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. You know what I don't also like about this movie?
What's that?
The fact that, you know, when she becomes a man, it's noble and it's cool. It's the best thing you can do. But when her dumb friends dress up as women, they're like, oh, man, how silly is that? Imagine, look how ugly these men are.
Right.
And how stupid they look. Why didn't they make the handsome guy put him in a dress?
He didn't dress up, did he?
You know why? Because he's too noble. They wouldn't do it because it's not funny, is it?
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Man, that fan maneuver is pretty sweet, though, isn't it? Where she disarms with the fan.
That was sick, yeah.
That's sweet as. Yeah. What a maneuver.
And then he gets killed by fireworks.
And he gets killed by fireworks.
That's one more.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. We've got the famous segment of the show now. It's right here. It's Givia Me Some Trivia. That comes up every week, doesn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, of course.
It's always called that.
And we love to give you some trivia.
To you too, that's right.
That's what we say every week.
Every week, we have never not said it. This is the first ever Disney DVD to release. That happened in 1999. Pat Morita plays the Emperor.
Among so you're going to say Pat Morita plays the DVD.
Oh my God, he couldn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Look, he could portray a DVD, but he couldn't play a DVD on a DVD player. The technology is beyond him.
That's true. This I love.
Yes.
Jackie Chan voices Shang for the Chinese release. Right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
But right. Also, yes. And Ben will put in a clip, he sings the song, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Wow.
And the film clip is amazing. Again, in the
he's
American...
He's balancing on a board between two buildings and people are throwing stuff at him and he's singing.
He's dedicated to the craft.
Oh, he can do it all, that guy.
I just feel like Donny Osmond, that's weak, Jackie Chan singing a sweet song.
Yeah.
Was some of the best things that have ever happened.
Donny Osmond, we'll see you fight a bunch of gang members with a fridge. What happened?
You'll be killed immediately.
That's right.
Yeah. Mulan spends most of the time in her training uniform in the film, or a battle armor, or a blue infiltration dress. While in the merchandise, though, she's mostly shown in her normal dress or her pink matchmaker dress.
Interesting.
The patriarchy, Mason.
It
is
the patriarchy. They're like, we won't sell any of these to boys, but sell the girls the Barbie one. Give her some judo chop action.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Give her a grappling hook gun that goes on her back. Just give her all of Batman's. All of them,
just
you know?
Switch the head.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Give us fighting in the lava action Mulan, you know?
Exactly.
With magma gun.
Exactly. And of course, I have to bring this up. I don't want to. Rick and Morty, Szechuan sauce. Because I just know the comments of like...
Oh, okay. Because
do you want to explain that?
Well,
everybody knows this.
Well, I guess everybody... But I'd only just remembered this. So for the release of Mulan, I guess McDonald's released Chicken McNuggets with a Szechuan sauce. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that, of course...
I mean, the nuggets were already out, but yes, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know they didn't invent McNuggets.
But I'm saying it because people will be like, actually, Mason, the nuggets were
already existed.
I'm just saving you some time, all
right? Okay, right. Yep. Okay, that's absolutely for the best, and I thank you for it. Rick loves it. He loves that Szechuan sauce, as we all know. Yeah.
And so people went mental for it and tipping over counters and yelling at McDonald's staff, which is real cool. Even if you're doing it ironically... You're being a fucking idiot. Don't do it.
Just make your own Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
That's how McDonald's did it.
Yeah.
They came up with a recipe and they made it.
Eat better food at a different place.
That's a bridge too far, all right? You walk that back right now, James.
I will not.
Wow.
There's also something interesting and controversial around the release of this in China. Because Disney actually funded the release of a movie about the Dalai Lama. Obviously, the Dalai Lama is no friend to the Chinese government and vice versa.
I see.
To get into the conflict would be me saying things I don't understand.
Let's just suffice it to say they got beef.
They got beef, mate.
Mm.
So Disney hoped to smooth over this recent rough patch in their relationship because, of course, this would be a big money-making film, you'd think, in China.
Yeah.
And at the time, China only allowed 10 foreign films in a year.
Yeah, and they'd already done Police Academy 1 through 7 that
That's
year.
Right.
So there's only a couple of slots
running
left.
Out of options.
That's right.
So they eventually ended up releasing the film, but it was in a time period after Chinese New Year where a lot of the big releases normally happen.
Okay.
A lot of the local films. So it didn't end up making a lot of money. And because it was also a year after it came out, for Western audiences, there was also a lot of piracy. So it just didn't do
super well at all.
Because
when it finally came out, everybody had seen it.
Exactly.
Presumably.
And the other thing is, the Chinese people complained that Mulan was too foreign-looking and the story was too different from the myths.
She was not Chinese enough.
Apparently so.
Oh, okay, right.
So look, remains to be seen how that's going to fare with the new one, but I feel like Disney is really bent over backwards to kind of make sure that this new one gets a big push in China.
For sure, yeah.
And we'll see how that goes, won't we? And we're going to see how it goes in our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we're going to talk about it on Monday.
I'm kind of excited to see it now.
Of all the live-action remakes that they've made so far, this is the one where I'm like, who's to say whether it'll be good? But I think this genuinely looks good.
Right, and they've taken out Mushu. Yeah, so.
And of course Disney gave us that money for us to say that.
Exactly, so. We'll say it regardless, you know?
I shouldn't have said that. I just realised it's proof now that we get... what have I done?
I think the people should know.
Why haven't I edited this out? What?
You had plenty of opportunities too. You
could
know?
Have got Ben to do it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Ben, why did you leave this in? You've ruined us all.
I mean, we're pretty rich though.
So yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter now. At this point, I mean, does it? Yeah.
We've snookered so many people at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in all, I think this is pretty solid. Mm. Do you think it's up there in terms of the four that you've seen now?
I think it is, yeah. It's certainly no Dumbo. Mm. By that I mean it's a million, billion, trillion times better than Dumbo, as an example.
As an example. It's a terrific example. Mm. Also, of course, we do Caravan of Garbage here every week. Here is a hint towards next week's episode.
Garb a grasshopper!
It's a sequel.
It's the spin-off, yeah, exactly.
for the listeners of the audio edition, I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to put up a poll because the New Mutants is coming out.
Oh, so maybe we could watch something
Generation X,
yep.
Wolverine Origins. Yeah. We've got some options here, man.
You know what? People have mentioned it before. I think we were speaking about them. I confused the TV pilot Generation X with the TV series Mutant X. They're two different shows.
Let's just do them all then.
And they're all bad. So
they're all terrific, I heard. Yeah, never seen them, but I've heard good things.
From who?
You,
not me.
Mason.
No, not
you. Exclusively you.
Oh, that's right. I lied to you for years. I remember now.
Anyways, of course, like I said, we've got a podcast. You can come along if you want. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Do you like subscribing to things, Mason?
Yeah.
Well, now's the perfect opportunity to do that if you haven't.
I mean, my phone's all the way over there. So
it's right in front of him.
I'd have to move my arm.
He's not going to do it.
More like the Weekly Poo Lanet.
Hey, you're on that.
No, I'm standing by that one.
Anyways, guys, see you next week.
Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
I said see you next week. You got to say, when I say that, you have to say a different thing.
We'll see you next week and the week after next and the week after that, but then no more weeks.
Agreed.
Try it out for a few weeks and then be like, it's not for me. Never again. Okay, bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.